KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of sun trying to peek through, 65 degrees, looking for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news, a rebuilt warplane from the Iowa Aviation Museum in Greenfield has crashed near Madrid, killing two people. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the Saturday afternoon crash of a vintage World War II plane near the Des Moines River. The Dallas County Sheriff's Office said the plane went down in a remote area and was only accessible by boat or helicopter. The plane took down some high-power transmission lines when it crashed. Authorities have not yet released the name of the pilot or the passenger who died in the crash. The aircraft was flying along the river from Boone to Ankeny when the accident occurred. News time is 8:01.
Are you tired of missing your favorite shows because you're not home? Or do you find yourself scheduling your day around the show you watch? Well, not anymore.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer. With Dish Network's DVR feature, you can now record all of your favorite programs with just the push of a button. Even set your DVR to record every new episode of a show so you don't have to manually record it every time. You can also use your DVR with live TV, so when you're watching a sporting event or movie and you miss a big play or something someone said, you can simply rewind and watch it again.
So if you have questions about what Dish Network's DVR feature can do for you, or if you want to find out how we can help you get one in your home, stop by the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 243-3032 and let us be your Dish Network authorized retailer. Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
Well, for the third year in a row, an Adams County man has captured a state fair title for a prize-winning bull. Jim Stalkup's 2,768-pound bull, Bubba, won the Super Bowl category at the fair. For Stalkup, who's a Prescott, it was not only his third win in a row, but his sixth overall. Stalkup will celebrate 60 years in the cattle business in 2012. Bubba the bull was about 1,000 pounds heavier than the average bull and more than double the size of market-weight cows that go to slaughter. The six-year-old beast eats about a half a bushel of corn each day, but during the recent heat wave, he ate less than half of that and lost about 300 pounds. Bubba has sired about 300 calves since he came of age 5 years ago. His reign as a bull among bulls will come to an end after the fair when he is sent to his demise and future as Hamburger. An Audubon County teen was named a second runner-up during the selection of the state fair queen title Saturday night. Chelsea Nelson, the daughter of Dave and Trudy Nelson of Exira, was a finalist in the contest. The second runner-up wins $700 in scholarship money and a $250 Jordan Creek Mall gift card. The title of Fair Queen went to Paris Schnepf of Granville in O'Brien County, who won a $2,800 scholarship and a $600 gift card to the Jordan Creek Shopping Mall. Her name will also be placed on the brick of the Riley stage on the state fairgrounds. Cassie Galm of Spencer in Clay County was named the first runner-up, and Kelsey Orr of Sioux City in Woodbury County was the third runner-up for the title. The winners were chosen from 101 county queens and had spent several days with judges at the fair. Last year's Iowa State Fair Queen was Lacey Stevenson. Eight drivers are representing the Nebraska trucking industry at the national competition in Orlando, Florida this week. The drivers all won the chance to represent Nebraska by winning one of the categories of the Nebraska Truck Driving Championships in June. The competition is designed to promote safety while drivers showcase their skills in tests such as an alley duck, side park, and right turn. Drivers also have to navigate an obstacle course that's designed to represent challenges they face every day. Tim Dean of Griswold was named the best professional truck driver in Nebraska after winning the tanker competition. He's one of three drivers for Omaha-based Werner Enterprises who won state categories. Drivers from Crete Carrier Corporation won two of the eight state categories. The City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Board of Directors will meet this evening at City Hall. Action items on their agenda include matters pertaining to the board secretary's job, the purchase of a new 72-inch motor mower with trade-ins, repair and replacement of the Schulberg Recreation Area fishing dock, and possible solutions to the persistent dock anchoring issues that arise along with associated costs. The Parks and Rec Board will also address signage in the Schulberg Rec area and some swimming concerns. Other matters up for discussion include updates on the Schulberg Trail No. 1 and Bull Creek Pathway resurfacing projects, City Park sidewalk replacement of the Parks and Rec's maintenance building, Sunnyside tennis courts, and restroom replacement issues. Parks and Rec meeting takes place in the council's chambers inside the Atlantic City Hall beginning at 5:15 p.m. And a trio of school boards of education will meet today in the immediate KJAN listening area. First up at 3:30 is the CAM Community School District's board meeting. They'll gather at the CAM Outdoor Classroom in rural Messina. On their agenda is discussion pertaining to wind turbine TIF or tax increment financing and voting sites for the school board election on September 13th. The CAM board will also make decisions with regard to a computerized router purchase, resignations, and a contract revision. At 5 o'clock, the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School Board will gather in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school in Elkhorn. During their session, the board will approve a selection of bank depositories for the 2011-2012 school year, along with a contract for the school nurse. Other discussion and possible action items include, but are not limited to, one-to-one computer software and filtering, and approval of John Baylor as a test preparation instructor. And at 5:30 this evening, the Griswold School Board will meet in the central office boardroom. In addition to their regular administrative matters, the board will discuss the funding of short- and long-term facilities projects. While flooding along the Missouri River has caused a lot of headaches for the people living there, an expert with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says it looks like it's going to be a good thing for the animals that live in the river. Southwest Iowa Fisheries Supervisor Chris Larson says the flooding is having a major impact on the habitat.
It's kind of a biological, heyday for us in fisheries, because the fish have had this area, they've been restricted to the channel for almost all, 57 years. Now they have this huge expanse of area to live and reproduce and grow and things like that.
Larson says there was an effort to improve the habitat before the flooding, and this is an extra benefit.
Now, granted, we obviously did not want to see the river flood to such an extent that it damaged human property and lives, but there is going to be some small benefits left behind because the river is going to change the habitat that's in the river itself. And hopefully we'll see some of those shallow water habitat areas show up that weren't there before.
Larson says the floodwaters are teeming with life.
Our crews have been out doing some sampling where they can. Of course, they're being real careful of the levees and private property. But where they have been able to get on some public ground and do some sampling, they're seeing young of year fish species all over the floodplain that we have not seen in the past, especially above Omaha there, because the river's rarely been out of its banks. And so they're seeing paddlefish and saugers and blue suckers and all different kinds of species that are taking advantage of this smorgasbord of food that's left out there for them.
He says there should be a wealth of good new fishing in the area once the floodwaters finally recede.
Most all fish species are out of the floodplain. There's very few. Well, as a matter of fact, I can't think of any of the species that have not been found out on the floodplain with the limited sampling we've been doing. So I expect a multitude of species to fill in those areas that got flooded by the river.
The floodwaters are expected to continue to recede through this month. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Iowa State Patrol said a Nebraska teen was injured Sunday night when the car she was driving was struck by an SUV a few miles east of Bellevue, Nebraska, on the Iowa side of the Missouri River. 18-year-old Jillian McLaughlin of Bellevue was driving a 2000 VW Beetle on 189th Street and turning onto Highway 370 when she was hit on the driver's side by a 1999 Ford Explorer. McLaughlin was transported by Pacific Junction Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. The driver of the SUV, 24-year-old Tristan Rackley, also from Bellevue, was not injured. The accident happened at around 8:10 p.m. Sunday. Police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested on a drug charge Sunday. 23-year-old DeMarcus Jermar King was taken into custody yesterday afternoon after authorities executed a search warrant at his residence on West Coolbaugh Street. During that search, officers with the Red Oak PD and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office seized more than 6 grams of marijuana and various drug paraphernalia. King was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond for possession with the intent to deliver. Authorities in Montgomery County Sunday also investigated a property damage accident in Red Oak. The sheriff's office said a two-vehicle accident happened at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48. When deputies arrived just after noon Sunday, they determined a 2008 Chrysler van, owned and driven by 86-year-old Gene H. Howes of Hamilton, Illinois, was traveling east on Highway 34 and failed to yield or stop at the intersection with Highway 48. The van hit another van driven by 44-year-old June Marie Lang of Red Oak. No injuries were reported. Damage from the crash amounted to $8,000. Officials said Howe was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. The deputies were assisted at the scene by personnel from the Red Oak Fire and Rescue Department, Red Oak Police, and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Reserves. And sheriff's officials in Adams County say a Creston man was arrested early Sunday morning at the Corning City Park. 20-year-old Michael Frabau was taken into custody at around 1:45 a.m. on a charge of public intoxication after he was seen just wearing his boxer shorts. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, billionaire investor Warren Buffett is calling on the so-called mega-rich to pay more in taxes. Buffett said in a New York Times op-ed piece that he would immediately raise rates on households with taxable income of more than $1 million, and he would add an additional increase for those making $10 million or more. He says he and his mega-rich friends have been coddled long enough by Congress and says it's time for the government to get serious about shared sacrifice. Google is making another big purchase, the company's biggest so far. It's buying cell phone maker Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion in cash. The deal gives Google direct control over the maker of many of its Android phones. And U.S. officials suspect that Pakistan let the Chinese military see some secret new U.S. technology, the U.S. helicopter that crashed during the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Two senior defense officials say it's not certain, but that officials think Pakistan let the Chinese military see the aircraft. The business newspaper Financial Times quotes unnamed U.S. officials as saying Chinese engineers photographed and took samples of the wreckage. News time is 8:11.
This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV store in Atlantic. Are you considering making the switch to Dish Network? If so, give us a call. During the order process, you have many choices. You have a choice of receivers and programming packages. We have five packages under $50, and we offer free installation. The TV store has been your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer for over 10 years. We can explain the difference in all the receivers, programming packages, promotions, and installation options so you can make an informed, intelligent decision concerning your Dish Network purchase. The biggest advantage of dealing with the TV store is that you talk to the same person each time you call, someone who knows and cares about you. We are not just an 800 number. If you want personalized service before, during, and after the sale, call the TV store at 712-243-3032 or stop by and see us at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to order your Dish Network system today. Limited time offer, prices, packaging, program subject to change without notice, 24-month agreement required, cancellation fees, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcement, 79-year-old Alvin Oscar Rudolph Kester of Harlan and formerly of Panora died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Alvin Oscar Kester will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 90-year-old Virgil C. Cook of Neola died Thursday at the home of his daughter in Neola. Funeral services for Virgil Cook will be today at 11 o'clock at the Neola Presbyterian Church. Hoy Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. 69-year-old Billy Eugene Rutherford of Guthrie Center died Thursday at his home. Memorial services for Billy Rutherford will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 57-year-old Lynn Schweary of Boone and formerly of Ames died Friday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Lynn Schweary will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Grandin Funeral Home in Ames has the arrangements. 89-year-old Mary J. Possein of Audubon died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Mary Possein will be today at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 85-year-old Liberta Livingston of Atlantic died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Liberta Livingston will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 54-year-old Sarah Jesperson of Atlantic died Friday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Sarah Jesperson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. 85-year-old Raymond Knopp of Atlantic died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Raymond Knopp will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 84-year-old Mina Schmeling of Atlantic died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Mina Schmeling will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. 95-year-old Edward Hansen of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. Funeral services for Edward Hansen will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And 83-year-old Maureen Davis of Bayard died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Maureen Davis will be on August 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.